We are going to Ephesians 5 and 1. And also Romans 4:17. But we've got a lot of other ones to go to, too, today. Uh-huh.
I'm a young man, so I don't remember those things.
Ephesians 5 and 1, and then Romans 4 and 17. But we've got a lot of scriptures. I forgot how many it was. 9. I need 9 volunteers to stand up and declare God's word this morning. Okay. All right. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. That's what we're made for. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, here we are in anticipation of what you're going to tell us this morning. And Lord, we're just asking that you just reveal all your goodness to us this morning. Lord, help us to be receivers of what you send to us this morning, Lord. Let us have that communication we've been talking about. Lord, your word is a communication between a giver and a receiver. Let us receive what you're communicating. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So praise God. He's always got something for us. He's always with us. Hallelujah. So do y'all know the song? Some of you probably worship with it, and our praise team sings it. Abba, Father, I belong to you. Yes, you're more real than the air that I breathe. And you know how we need that air, but he's more real. He's more real than the air that we breathe, than the song on our lips, even when we're praising him and worshiping him, he's even more real than that. You know, when we go deep in our worship, he's even more real. He's more real than that. Hallelujah. So that's why we've got to remember what course we're on. I heard Jesse Duplantis say, I was listening to a message the other day of his, and he said, never find yourself independent of God. That hit me. Never find ourselves independent of God, because we have to be dependent on him. Because he is our maker. But he said, like, it's never be independent of our maker. We've got to remember, he's our maker. We all want to go to heaven. And we know that there is life and there's death. You know, we are born life. We're born into life, this life. And our bodies are going to die, but there's that eternal part of us that always lives. But we want to go to heaven, and our desire is to go to heaven when we can no longer live in this mortal body. We want to enjoy all God's goodness while we're here on earth, living in these mortal bodies. Or should I say, while our mortal body is housing our immortal self, our spirit man. And we know that our Heavenly Father, God, created us. He developed us. He began developing us in our mother's womb. What a safe place for us to develop. When I was expecting KC, when I found out that I was carrying her, it scared me to death. Because I thought, what if I hurt her? You know, if I sit down too hard or jump around too much or, you know, just anything, I thought, what if I hurt her? But God knew what he was doing. The doctor had to reassure me that she was in a really good place. My goodness, some of the things. Yes, she does. Praise the Lord. So that is, that. Just when you said that, that just reminds me of some of God's promises. One of his promises to us is us loving him and being obedient to him and living for him. You know, he blesses our generations. And that's what we're talking about, speaking God's word. Hallelujah. Speaking his word, his promise, his word is his promises. Hallelujah. And but anyway, that the God knows what he's doing. And we can take full confidence. I like that word confidence, full confidence in our maker. You know, God does some awesome, awesome things. And I know I just want you to think for a second. What has God revealed to you this week? I know he's been talking to you. Oh, you want to tell us one thing? Okay.
You know, I was deeply challenged this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't handle it gracefully.
You and me too, sister. You reminded me of what happened to me.
But, uh-huh. You know, that happened on a Wednesday, and then on Saturday, the Lord brought back because he revealed something even deeper to me.
Uh-huh.
Something that I had seen.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I was living in South Carolina, going to another state, and I saw these construction, road construction crew. Mm-hmm. As he pleases.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow. And that got even deeper into me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course I repented. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I was like more determined and more committed to not take an offense. I will not be offended.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
No matter how hard that is, uh-huh. How hard a challenge that is,
mm-hmm.
I will not go there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, I wanted to share that, you know, because words.
Mm-hmm. You know, yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. We find ourselves like that. I found myself like that this week. I was getting ready to talk about that just here in a minute. Thank you. You opened that up good. Yes, yes. But yet God does some wonderful things, reveals so much good to us, reveals things to us. One of the things, I've thought about this I think about this many, many times, but he brought it back up to me this week. And I was thinking about how God, because God can do anything, but I was thinking about how we as humans and different animals and, you know, things that are on land, we breathe outside of water. We breathe the air, you know, we're out, we breathe our air, fresh air, here on the earth. But then there's the things in the ocean, in the waters, that breathe, they can't survive out of the water. They can't survive in land. That's just so amazing to me. I don't know if you guys have ever thought about that, but that has just been one thing that's so amazing. I mean, that just kind of tells me that he can do anything he wants. He can give us all these promises that he tells us about. And speaking God's word, I saw in the Bible that it even brings us faith. It brings us faith by speaking his word. And then I'm going to tell you a funny thing. Let me see if Justin is here. He might get me. But just little things that excite us and that are just so amazing. So they have two new chicks that were born this week. Josiah was so excited to tell me about it. His daddy put a watermelon out in the area that the chickens are in, and Duncan, you might can attest to this, but anyway, it was a big old watermelon. He threw it out there for him, and then when he threw it in, I was watching him. We were so excited to see the new chicks, and then he took that watermelon out there, and he threw it in, and I was just thinking, everybody, when he threw it in, when it hit the ground, that it was going to bust open, you know. It was just like we were just, well, I was. I don't know if anybody else was, but I was in anticipation when it hit the ground, how it was going to bust and break open for the chickens. do y'all ever do something like just little things are just so amazing, just the little things. I was just ready to, I watched it as it came up and came on down and hit. And when it busted, it was just like a little awe for me. But I know that's funny or crazy, but anyway, I liked that. Yes. Uh-huh, yeah. Well, you know, the big chickens out there eating the watermelon, that was a treat for them too, I'm sure. But going back to what you were saying, you know, the Lord, he just keeps revealing and revealing and revealing. And it's good to write those things down that he reveals to us. We want to hold on to those things. But God does something even more, I don't say more wonderful, but we'll get to this in just a little bit. He writes those things on the tables of our heart. He writes his word on the table of our hearts when we read it and when we hear it. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But I had a... I'm sorry.
You know, when you had was talking about breathing, and when you said that, you know, I realized you need to stay in a place where you can breathe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, quit sticking your head under the water.
Uh-huh.
And for Christians, it's like you say, we need to stay in the Word of God. We need to, there is where our life is.
Mm-hmm.
You can't lie to yourself. There ain't no life over there. So why are you sticking your head over there?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes. Thank you. Mercy, mercy. But I had to, I work at Out of the Ashes thrift store, and we have a lady that comes in sometimes. It was on Wednesday, too. And she just will not follow the store guidelines. And Wednesday is our bag day. And she is determined that she is just not going to do that. She's not going to follow the guidelines. I won't get into all of it, but I thought we already done went through this, because we have. We done went through it a few times. But it popped back up. And so I just didn't, address it the way my flesh wanted to address it. And I was thankful because I was like, I just cannot go there. You know, I hate to say that I wanted to fuss at her. I wasn't going to be mean, but I was just wanted to tell her, now, you know this is how this goes and everything, but... I think so. But anyway, I just waited because I didn't get any, the Lord was with me, of course. He was with me. But it was kind of like, he was like, I'm just going to see how you're going see how you gonna handle this. And so he really wasn't giving me, he may have been, I just may have been a little bit too angry to hear. But, yes. And so I just didn't, I didn't get all into it or anything. Because I thought, now, I know, Lord, I know you're going to tell me how to handle this. So I just had to wait until he did. And it was after she went out the door that he told me. And so if it comes up again, I know how to handle it. Because I didn't want to be rude. I didn't want to be mean. So, but the Lord told me how to handle it next time. Yes, I'm going to see. We'll go ahead and get into it. The bag day, we roll the clothes so we can get as many in there for you as you want. But she doesn't want, she wants hers done a certain way. And she goes and resells. So I'm thinking, she wants as many as she can get. But, and I do understand she doesn't want them to wrinkle by the time she gets back. But, when the first time she came in, I thought, get her a lot in there. So she can make more money. And but she wanted them in there a way that causes less wrinkles. So she really doesn't get that many, in there. But she tries to, but anyway. But she wants to put them in the bag herself. So, but what happened was she put the clothes in the bag. She reached over, and got a bag herself from the counter and put them in there. And so I'm going to have to tell her that, and I already, I've told her this is our job and we are the ones who put the clothes in the bag. That's the way we do it. We don't give you a bag before you go back there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell her that, we have to look through the clothes because we have a $12 section and we have a $5 section. So you can get a bag for $5 or you can get a bag for $12. So it depends on the section that they come out of. So I'm going to tell her that I have to look through those clothes, or whoever is running the register has to look through those clothes before you put them in the bag. And I don't want it to seem like we think that you're going over and getting out of the $12 bag to put in the $5 bag. But it has to be said so she can understand that, we go by the rules. Everybody goes by the rules, and you should too. So I don't want it to seem like we're trying to think you're stealing or anything like that. But that's, I just have to explain it to her like that. So hopefully that'll help her. I believe it will because that's the way the Lord told me to tell her, to explain it to her. So... what do y'all think about that? You hope she... Okay. I hope she does, too. We have to... God will tell us. He'll tell us things. He reveals himself to all of us. I know he does. But if we're listening, we've got to listen. We know that God is our maker and that there is life and death are real, and he has a plan for us. Sometimes we get off track But the Bible says in, and I'll let you do Ephesians 5:1. Did you still got it? Sometimes we kind of get off in the world's ways, the world's way of doing things, which is not godly. Okay. Okay, so we're supposed to be, we're talking about speaking God's word, and we're going to get into some more. It seems like we're not getting it all into the meat yet, but we've got to do this first. But speaking God's word, we come from our Heavenly Father. So we are supposed to be imitators of our Heavenly Father. You know, there's times whenever, you know, the kids want to help you doing things. And, like, they want to help you wash dishes. But when they get to be 12, it's over. And, and then we get our grandbabies and they want to help us wash dishes. And we're delighted about that, too. And wondering if when they get 12, is it going to be over? And, but, you know, we're supposed to be imitators. We're teaching them all the little things we let them do. We're teaching them how to do, how to live. And they're so joyful about it. The plumber came to the house, and he was going to go, had to go in the house to look at some things. And Josiah, I was telling him, you know, there's a couple of places that I could show him how to get under the house. There's three places you get under there, but Josiah had no idea about these doors. So whenever we were getting ready to go out, Josiah was happy, so happy. He's like, "Nana, can I go?" And I said, "Sure." He's like, he was so excited. And so the plumber let him kind of look up under there with him and stuff. And then I was like, "Well, let me take you to this other door." Josiah was like, "Nana, you never told me this." You know, we ought to be excited about helping God. And when we're going to get to this in a minute, too. When we're speaking God's word, we are actually, he's given us that job. He told us to do that, to speak his word. We're actually being a part of doing his will when we speak God's word. Because all those things, those promises, they're going to be fulfilled. Praise God. So, but anyway, we are supposed to be imitators of God as beloved children. And then verse 10 says, and try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Try to discern. Just like us two, we had to discern what was going to be pleasing to God this week on Wednesday. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. So that's that relationship that we kept talking about. We need to have a relationship with him. And I want y'all to go back, if you will, go back and read Ephesians 4. And if you would, if you read Romans chapter 4 too, it will be, it tells so much, it's not time to do all, to go through all of that. But so there's a few scriptures that talk about God's word. And if we would, I need 9. You don't have to. I can read some of them. But if you would want to, if you'll stand up and read it loud and declare it. Do I have anybody that'll do it? Okay. Would you do? No, if you'll go back in your personal time and read it, it'll tell some more about all this. But Psalms 119:105. You got that one? Okay. 119:105. Proverbs 30:5. You got that one? Okay. 30:5. Proverbs. Hebrews 4:12. Okay. Hebrews 4:12. John 1:1. Okay. Proverbs 4:20. Okay, all right. All right. Proverbs 4 and 21. Okay. All right. I'll read the rest of these real fast. So I'm going to just say it, and if you will just stand up, pop up like popcorn. Psalms 119 and 105. Amen. Proverbs 30 and 5.
Okay. Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to all who come to him for protection.
Amen. Hebrews 4 and 12.
For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires.
Amen. John 1 and 1. Amen. Proverbs 4 and 20.
My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words.
Mm-hmm. If you go through 22. If you go through 22.
Okay. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body.
Ooh, hallelujah. Proverbs 8 and 35, for whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. And remember, the word is God. So we find me, talking about God. Who is me? That's God. What is God? He's the word. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55 and 11. So shall my word be that goes out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I sent. And remember, his word brings fullness. His word does not stop. It completes. It gets completed. Hallelujah. So what is it that God wants us to say and speak? Yes, his word. And remember, God created the heavens and the earth with words. He spoke. And we are imitators of our maker. Hallelujah. That's where we came from, and that's who we're going back to. Hallelujah. So he wants us to speak his word. He wants us to speak who he is. His word is who he is. He wants us to speak his intentions. His word is his intentions. He wants us to speak over the things that are dead. Now we're going to go on over to Romans 4 and 17, and we'll come back to this. But he wants us to speak over things that are dead. Romans 4 and 17 says, and this, he was talking about Abraham and Sarah. As it is written, I have made thee a father over many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. So quicken means to be made alive, to be revived or given spiritual life. Those things that are God's intentions are what he wants us to speak. He's really good at it. This was talking about whenever Abraham was 100 years old and he believed God. God told him that he would make him a father of many nations. He believed it even over that he thought his baby making days was dead. He thought Sarah's womb was dead. But when God spoke that word, that was his word to him. It quickens the dead. It revives what has died. There was nothing here. The world was void. But when God's word spoke, it became into existence. So he wants us to speak over the things that are dead. He wants us to speak the things that are his intentions that we don't see. Speak the things that are his intentions that we don't see. Because that we don't see yet. Let me put that, that's a very important word, that we don't see yet. Because we are his and we are to be looking for his truths and promises while we are here. That's what we're supposed to be looking for. As children who are imitators of our maker, we are to be looking for his truths and his promises while we are here. The ones that we aren't seeing at any given time, then we are to start calling them out and praying for them. He's the maker of all good and perfect things. That gives us a clue what we're supposed to be speaking.
It just sounds like the words of the Lord's Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're praying to the Father and you're saying, "Thy kingdom come, uh-huh. Thy will be done." As we're asking him just for what you're saying.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes. Like, you know, you can start praying for your children's spouses when you find out that you're pregnant. God's promises for us. Praying for their children, praying for your children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. So pray for the things that are God's promises that we don't see yet. If, you know, if somebody's acting up, pray that they learn how to, you know, that their character gets better, that they begin obeying the rules. You know, pray for us. You know, the Lord lets us know when we get out of hand, and we have to pray about those things. Ask God to help us. He's the maker of all good and perfect things. That's the things we pray for and speak. His good and perfect things. So now we don't always go. That's why we last week talked about our relationship and our connection with God, staying connected with him, so that we will know. We got to know him and know what his word is. And this is his word. Hallelujah. And he will define his word for us. So those are the things that we speak. We have conversations. Now, it's not always we're, you know, speaking God's direct word. So we've got to have conversations about things a lot throughout the day. So in Philippians 4:8, it says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on these things." And the Bible also says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So that means we've got to prepare ourselves. So the way we prepare ourselves to be able to speak God's word and to speak these things about the things that are lovely and pure that come from God, we've got to prepare ourselves by reading his word, by praying, by spending time with him. Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to say? Do you want, you know, do I need to say anything right now? The other day I didn't need to say anything. But having that connection with him, staying connected to the vine, because if we break off, you know, we go get a switch. that switch is going to die because it's not connected anymore. After a while, it's going to get hard and dried up, and then you got to go get another one. So we got to stay connected, or we'll be acting up. We got to stay connected so we know what to say, what to do, how to act, what to think. We've got to prepare ourselves by staying connected to him. We've got to know his word. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And here's a verse. It says, so Jesus explained, he says, I tell you the truth,
mm-hmm.
the Son can do nothing by himself.
Mm-hmm.
He does only what he sees the Father doing.
Yes.
The Father does, the Son also does.
Yes.
And he was in that tight communication connection with the
mm-hmm.
Father. The Father was leading him, explaining
uh-huh.
him, showing him what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. And we did use that scripture either one of the last two lessons. We did. Yeah, thank you for bringing that back out. Thank you. So we said out of the abundance of the mouth, the heart speaks. But is it going to, whatever comes out of our heart, is it going to be pleasing to God? And I think I've got here somewhere what heart, let's see, I've got it, I wanted to explain, let me look it up, I don't see it on my paper, I've got it somewhere, I may have missed it, this what our heart is, let me see, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to look it up because I don't see it here. So, but I do want to say that. Here it is. The heart, from the Bible, is the inner person, the core of your being, encompassing your mind, emotions and will, and serving as the control center for the thoughts, decisions, and actions. That's what our heart is, biblically speaking. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, I'm sorry. Okay. So, that's where our words come from. So we want it to be what God would have us to say. We want our thoughts to be what God would have us to think. We want him continually revealing himself to us, constantly revealing himself to us. We've got to always stay connected to him, always stay in alignment with him. So we're not, just like I said, we're going to be speaking things like good morning to our family and to our friends and acquaintances. We're going to be speaking saying, how are you today? It's time to go. We got to get out the door. Are we going to say it with love? So we've got to say things in kindness. You know, just like I said, we're not going to always be saying, you know, we're not going to always be saying, just repeating his word. You know, sometimes we have to say it over ourselves. You shall live and not die. You know, we go and say those things to ourselves sometimes. I've had to tell parts of my body to be healed in Jesus' name. You know, that's what we got to do. We're supposed to speak those things so that they will come to fruition. So that God's word will be fulfilled. But there's those times that we're not talking that, but we've got to talk. So we got to talk with kindness. It says, so we're going to be talking like that sometimes. So that's still part of God's word. It's portraying God, we're being imitators of God. So the fruits of the Spirit. But the fruit of Galatians 5 and 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, such as there is no law. There's no law. But it's a part of who we become because we are staying connected to God. And those things who and those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. And when we're doing that, that's part of the preparing, part of the process. And again, I want to bring up Romans 4 and 17. B, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and called those things which be not as though they were. And if we would, I'm going to go over, I'm going to read a little bit of this. On past this, Abraham believed, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, which he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. But God's word will make the dry bones live. They will make you have a baby at 100 years old. God's word will do exactly what he sent it to do. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. God is the beginning. He's the end. He's the middle. He goes all the way through us, through the all of it with us, till it is completed. It is true. His word is alive. It does exactly what he sends it to do. So we've got let's speak God's word. Find out what it is. Stay with him. Let's stay with him and find out what his word is. And speak those good things that are true and pure and powerful. Let's speak God. Amen. May God bless you. All right. Thank y'all so much for allowing me to. Oh, and thank you. Look what I got today. This was up here on the.
Hey there.
The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?